Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or of course find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels, and of course the podcast, as always, in the same place, fmr.co.za. This week's review is one I looked forward to a lot, and the test impressed. GWM, or Great Wall Motors, their first foray into the more than million rand car club. What am I talking about? The GWM Tank 500 HEV. I love the audacity of naming it a tank, repulsing those who hate tank-sized vehicles, not their target market for this one anyway, and attracting those who want an off-road vehicle built like a tank. Now, this one is designed to take on the Land Cruiser Prado in the local market, and seemingly similar capability and yet a lower price point. I disagree with this. I think it is at a build and price point that take on the full-size Land Cruiser, being more reminiscent of a Land Cruiser 200 with modern tech in it. Let's get the size out of the way. It is indeed full-size Land Cruiser big. I think the real competitor for this one is, as I said, the Land Cruiser 200 VX, which of course is only available in the used market, and not at very different pricing, I must tell you. But 200s don't have a hybrid drivetrain or electronically deployed side steps that extend it and lower as you approach the car instantly or upon opening the door when you exit. Nor does Cruiser or Prado have an excellent Infinity-based sound system or even a beautiful covered wireless charger cubby, which I haven't seen on any other car. However, Cruiser and Prado don't have chintzy fake wood veneer strips covering their plastics. What they do share is Land Cruiser's, what I first saw piloted, their turn-on-the-spot system, where off-road a single wheel is locked up, allowing the other wheels to power forward and turn you around in a lot less space, sort of pivoting on one spot, if you will, a lot less space than if the car was making forward progress, a feature I've loved and used on 200 Land Cruisers a lot. It gets multiple diff locks, something not all cruisers get standard, and of course, like all vehicles in this category, all of the driving modes, both on and off-road, and besides all the electronic driving aids, and I mean all of them, you get an analog clock, curiously, on the dashboard, a hark back to 90s luxury. I think Lexus made a big show of that once upon a time. A bit delightfully quirky. It does, of course, have all the screens, cameras, and connectivity. As for some specifics, the road handling is plush, yet firm enough, and doesn't wallow or give excessive body roll. And on rougher roads, things feel excellent. I returned 13.8 liters per 100 kilometers, about the same as I'd expect for any big 4x4 that weighs 2.5 tons. Certainly not excessive for the class, as big as that number might seem. And that's from a 2-liter turbo petrol engine with a 9-speed hybridized auto transmission. Now, the hybrid battery helps the HEV get to 100 kilometers from standstill in a very impressive 8.3 seconds. And remember, this is just a 4-cylinder petrol motor that's driving this thing. You have got 255 kilowatts and 648 newton meters in the combined capacity. That's just for the record. What I didn't like was very little. I didn't like the fake wood, as I said before, and it's pretty bad fake wood. Also, at this price point, no tow bar, seriously? For 1.22 million rand, you get a lot of car, and the Tank 500 ships with a 5-year, 75,000-kilometer service plan and a warranty spanning 7 years or 200,000 kilometers. A hybrid battery warranty of 8 years and 150,000 kilometers is included in the purchase price. It is a formidable offer and a formidable vehicle. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and of course find me at David Dondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.